You brought along a disc, and I'm really thrilled because I don't think this is available, as you mentioned here. This is rather new. I mean, yes. This is one of the newest. It's called Immortal Memory, and it's a Burns Night celebration.
I'm very proud of this CD because it's my own student choir at the university, and they work very hard, and they're a very good choir. We were invited by His Royal Highness Prince Charles, Prince of Wales, to see if we could do something to help the people of Ballater, which is a small town in the northeast of Scotland, which during the floods the previous year, the River Dee broke its banks and basically destroyed the whole town. And so he had formed a charity to try and raise some money to help people rebuild their lives. And he said, could we do something? So we racked our brains, what we're going to do. Well, what can we do but sing? So we thought, right, well, we'll do our Burns Night. It's a celebration of Robert Burns, or as we say in Scotland, Rabbi Burns. And so I got my postgraduate students to arrange all of these classics for choir. And so for the first time, I think, ever, we have choral arrangements of Burns. And the last track particularly is, for me, the most moving because it's Auld Lang Syne, which of course everybody knows. But when I was talking to Robert Lovey, who is a Scottish entertainer, about the choices for this, he told me that there's an older tune which Burns himself would have known. And so he played me that tune and I fell in love with it, blew me away. And so in this arrangement, we have the old tune sung by Robert and then the choir comes in with the new tune. And it's quite magical.
Here is the setting of Auld Lang Syne, arranged by Raymond Jappe and Robert Lovey, sung by members of the University of Aberdeen Chamber Choir, Paul Mueller conducting.
Be forgot and never brought to mind. Should all the acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll come.
From the most recent disc, Immortal Memory, it's a Burns Night celebration. The University of Aberdeen Chamber Choir members, Paul Mueller conducting a setting of Auld Lang Syne and an arrangement by Raymond Jappe and Robert Lovey. I've been talking with Paul Mueller. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
For New England Public Radio, I'm John Nowacki.